Greetings, aliens. It is me, your one and only host, Miss Ella Sanchez of the Nadie Preguntó podcast, because truly nobody asked for this podcast whatsoever, but I'm having a blast and I hope you are too. Guys, this episode is going to be so long, so I want to make everything in the beginning very quick. I will say that if you're new here, hi, welcome. Thank you for joining the mothership. I am very grateful. You have a lot of episodes you can listen to, and I have guests on today. I have guests on today, guys. So for new and fellow listeners, I am bringing on two guests with me, lovely guests. But before I get into introducing them, giving a little blurb about them, if you will, today I am recording this on May 24th. So I just want to emphasize that today is actually a very heavy day for me and millions of other people in the US and worldwide. There was unfortunately a shooting at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas, as of quite literally today, May 24th, Tuesday. And I don't feel as if I can address this episode since I'm recording so early in the week with a lot of preparation that I need to at least address it and speak on it before I even get into today's episode for something super lighthearted and super just shits and giggles when something in the world is so pressing at the moment, especially more than ever since it is just recent as of 4 or 5 hours ago today. But I am recording that. I am recording this on the day of the shooting. So I will be putting links, tweets to how to help, an article on how to help. I have not seen too many GoFundMes. I think I've only seen maybe one or two donations. I will be linking them below. However, I am not sure if they are like official. So I will put them in anyways. But if they are official links, you can go donate there. I would just say look before you donate. Just want to make sure that's going to the right people. But I am going to be putting those links. I'm going to put every link, and a lot of emphasis has been on blood donations. So if you are listening to this and live in Texas, I will be including where you can go and donate blood for those that are in need of it. So without further ado, I know this is a really kind of hard thing to segue into an episode that's super funny and super lighthearted and something that's super serious. But I am here to provide the sources that I can. Donation links and blood drives if necessary, and if you live in Texas, you are able to donate blood if you can. However, I'm going to go into today's episode, introduce our guests, but I just wanted to clarify and address that. I don't want to be tone deaf and ignore the situation at hand. But without further ado, I will be introducing our lovely guests, and we will get on with this episode. Hope you enjoy. Bye. Welcome back, my fellow aliens. I know it's super hard to segue into something that's so serious, but then again, I will be putting as many links as I can find in the description. But without further ado, I'd love to introduce our guests today. So our guests today are Quest and Friends with Quest and Jay. They are a super chill podcast. They're like more leaned back. It's definitely a more like less structured approach than I do particularly, and I know a lot of my other friends that do have podcasts, they definitely like to have everything written down and all that. But the good thing about Quest and Friends is that it's like conversational. It's like you're in the room, even if you're just doing errands on the daily, you're just cleaning your room up or something like that. It's just super chill, fun stuff, shits and giggles, you know. And today's episode is just that. So yeah, I think I'll just get into it. I will have all of their links as well below in the description. This description is going to be quite long if you ask me, but everything will be linked, everything that you want to know about the how to help the Texas shooting and also to check out Quest and Friends will be linked below. And also, it also is Quest's birthday. He's going to be 28 by the time this goes up. So this Sunday that's uploading, that's going to be, I believe the 29th will be a day after Quest's birthday. So it is Gemini season, and I am a Gemini as well. So we got to give them the attention. We got to go stream Quest and Friends for his little birthday present. But yeah, without further ado, here is our lovely episode with Quest and Friends with Quest and Jay. I hope you guys enjoy. Bye. All right, guys. So hello, my fellow aliens. We are back and I have two lovely guests with me, Quest and Jay. How are we? How are we, guys? How are we doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good. Yeah, I'm doing good too. It's a Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? The sun's out.
How are you, Gab?
Yeah, how are you, Gabby? How you
doing? I am pretty tired. I had a lot of coffee and I'm kind of awake now. I feel a little anxious, but we're good. I'm doing great, guys. I'm ready
to caffeine.
Honestly, free drugs.
Shout out caffeine.
Free drugs. Yeah.
Free drugs.
Free drugs. So did you want us to do like the quick little intro or
do whatever you guys want. This is your moment.
God. All right.
Oh my god.
Shoot your shots. Like,
oh my god.
Here we go.
Give your zodiacs. Like, let's go.
Are you ready? Yo, it's your boy Quest from Quest and Friends the podcast. I'm here with my beloved co-host
Jay. AKA Jay Nice. Yes.
AKA Jay Nice.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? A little bit about me. I am a Gemini.
Yep.
Period.
I'm a Gemini. My birthday is on Saturday this week. I don't know when this is dropping, but it's
Sunday.
Oh, okay, cool. So my birthday will happen after this episode. But yes, my birthday's on Saturday. And then let me see what else. I am single.
I'm Colombian.
I will speak Spanish on command because I'm just nice. I'm a nice person.
No,
I'm just nice. I'm a nice person. You know what I'm saying? Flirting in Spanish is amazing, by the way. Just so you know, if you're a Spanish speaker, flirting in Spanish is great. Because it's just a lot easier and smoother just to get in your
right.
Head. I feel like flirting in any other language other than English.
No, literally.
Is it? That's true.
So yeah. I'm at a disadvantage.
That's true. But I mean you got game. I've seen your numbers.
Okay.
You got game. I've seen your numbers, man.
Okay.
Not the numbers.
But yeah, go ahead, Jay.
Yes, my name is JD Drawn. I am co-host to Quest on the Quest of Friends podcast. I am a Pisces.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
And I am also single. So
he's single, ladies.
I act on the side.
He's
nice.
Yeah.
A thespian of the arts.
Oh. Come on,
wow.
Thespian.
At this PN.
A thespian of
the arts. Yeah. That's me.
Love.
And love. Yeah.
Yeah. Honorable mention. I'm great with parents. So.
Oh, no. Parents love me.
Yeah.
Parents
love. Not to flex, but yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. And like, I will make your mom fall in love with me before you do.
That's the
straight
thing.
Up.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, If you have a nice, healthy relationship with your parents and they love me, it's in the bag.
It's in the bag.
It's in the bag.
It's so true. Ladies.
Yeah. Talk to us nice.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to tell you now. That's what we're trying to tell you. Yes. Quest and Friends the podcast. We'll plug later. We'll plug later, but. Yeah.
No, I already got the link set up, yo. I already got it set up. Come on. Nice.
She's on top of things.
Like, I thought we were going to
do this podcast stuff.
Yeah. I thought we were going to record last week. So I had like all the like description set to go. So
nice.
Chilling, waiting for its launch, you know. Nice. But
that was my bad because my schedule was just
king
everywhere. We're here now
doing our thing. I'm so proud, guys. But ladies, please take them off the market.
Please take me.
It's been
take
so
me
long.
Take no, me on one date. It's been so long. I have been void of physical touch for like.
Listen, Mr. Quest. You're wilding on Twitter.
I do not.
Oh my stop. God. Okay, wait. Don't even get started on this. He is an absolute menace.
No, I'm not.
He is. I mean, honestly, I get nothing.
It's the Gemini.
If you look at our tweets, mine and yours, I decide we're right there. It's not even like we're right there. Okay.
Okay, I have not seen her tweets, I'll
show you after.
No. You are a madman.
Dude, everyone I know, because like I don't give my actual Twitter out to like my immediate friends. Like it's not like a rude thing. I just don't do it only because
I just want to have freedom to just say whatever.
I know. I feel you. I feel you.
Like, I love
I'm on
that.
The other side of that, though.
Yeah.
No, he's going to let any and everybody see what he airs out.
Yeah. Like, it's Twitter. Like, what the fuck?
None of it matters. Like, literally, it doesn't.
But, you know what's funny? Everybody's like, you're like this, like that, like this, and on Twitter. And it's like, okay, if you don't want to see that behavior, then
unfollow
me or leave me alone. Like,
because like the amount of like people come at, because like people text me and they're like, dude, you're a little over the line here. I was like, what? Yeah, like,
so?
So? I was like, and
are you gonna do something about it? Okay.
Exactly. Like, you're gonna log in for me? Press edit. Like,
are you gonna log in and delete the tweet?
Like, okay, so what I'm hearing is we're on twin menace activities.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See?
No,
we're here with it, you know what I'm saying?
It is the Gemini. We are twins, technically.
Yeah.
I'm the minority here in more ways than one.
Never.
Said in more ways than one. That's insane. That is
more
insane.
King. Never.
Like Twitter is funny though, man. Twitter is mad funny, and like I do it to get interaction from people, right. And like my homies, like it's a huge running joke,
right? Yeah, right?
That sometimes people don't really understand that there's like a line that they're crossing by being a little too mean, but I let it slide because it's like it's a running joke, but it's all for pure interaction,
and, right? Yeah,
just you know,
I've had Twitter since 2011,
2013 for me.
I've seen too much on there. I've lived every era.
2012.
I've lived every era of Twitter, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of over it.
Like, I mean,
enough.
You know what's funny though? I'm just being on Twitter all this time. I'm finally like getting my footing.
How do you like it?
I'm like, oh, I mean,
this is what happens on Twitter.
I can say this and then people are going to react. Usually just scream out into the void.
Like crazy. Yeah. Crazy how that works.
Yeah, no. Like
I don't know, because like Twitter makes me want to die sometimes.
I mean, like, you know, you like the funny thing about my timeline is like I get a lot of like funny tweets, right? And then I get like the film
like, ones, right?
Film Twitter is like just
everywhere.
It's so toxic.
I just feel like people are a little too obsessed. Like, I'm not a film person. I just like TV shows. I'm more of a TV show kind of girl. So
I think that kind of goes for like anything on Twitter.
Yeah,
people are just too obsessed.
Yeah,
you can insert anything before Twitter and then there'll be a plethora of people who are just obsessed.
Twitter is a wild place. I've seen too much on there. And pretty, you know, I'm a stay, so
we're too invested. 2011 to 2013 is when we started.
We're way too invested.
Yeah,
way too invested.
I feel like my timeline is primarily like the Latino gang, so it's like I got Peruvian Twitter. I got South American Twitter on there. I got Caribbean Twitter.
Uh-huh.
I got Central American Twitter. Like, I got the whole gang, which is nice.
Culture, Twitter, nice.
I have a little bit of everything. So I'm just like, oh my God. Free source.
If you had like a Twitter passport, you'd have quite a few stamps.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so true, guys. I mean, honestly, like, it just feels so homey. It's like we all laugh at the same memes. We all relate to the same facts.
No, that's
so
true.
So comforting. It's so nice. Like,
that is something that's very true.
Yeah, it's like, it's so great. I'm obsessed. It's like, oh, the little people in my little rectangular glass phone. Hi, guys. Like, oh my God, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, well, sunshine.
I don't know. I'm kind of just talking into the void now. But honestly, how are we feeling today? How are we feeling? Like, what are some thoughts you had today that you want to bring to the table of discussion? What's actually making you mad lately?
That's a good one. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have some gripes.
So yesterday at work. I was walking into work. And, you know, this non-black gentleman, he's not my favorite coworker. He finally noticed that I got a fresh haircut because, you know, it's like early, it's early in the morning when I go to work. So it's a little chilly. So sometimes I have my hood on. I didn't on this day. I didn't yesterday. And he finally noticed and he complimented me. But then he was like, you know, you look like, and then my mind.
Oh, no.
I've gone through this so many times in my lifetime.
What do you say?
The wheel was spinning. I'm like, what black celebrity
is
is this man going to just
stop?
Say, and my wheel, the roulette is spinning of the usual suspects. I get like Brandon T. Jackson, and I've gotten Ludacris. I don't understand
Ludacris.
I've gotten wild things. But then this man says I look like a young Mr. T.
That's insane. That is, man. Jay, stop.
I would have riot.
I instantly made a face and he saw, he was like, oh, well, what do you want me to say? You look
nothing.
Like a young, you want me to say you look like a young Denzel?
I mean,
no, man.
And I was just in the nicest way possible, but also no. I'm heated. I say, how about we just say I look like me?
Yeah. Ooh. What the hell?
And he's just like, oh, yeah, okay.
No, man. I would have started.
Is this the same
code? Yes.
No. Okay. So I have a quick story. So me and Jay went to go watch Batman, right?
Yeah.
And we run into someone while walking out of the theater. And then it's his coworker, right? And he's like, I thought we were going to come watch it together. Da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, man. No.
Da-da-da-da-da. And as when they're done having the conversation and we're walking out, this man goes, what'd he say?
I said, I can't what'd stand
you say? Him. Yeah, and he was like, I can't stand him. So I'm getting a call. Hold on.
No, man. I would have started a riot for real.
Yo, dog, no, we're recording.
I'm just like.
We're recording. Hold on.
Honestly.
The way he. And like of all things to say, a young Mr. T?
That's insane.
Oh, man. Honestly, all he could have just said was nothing or just been like, you look good.
You could have just gave a simple compliment. Yeah.
Right?
Like
that's easy.
Did it have to go to that level?
Nah, man. I would have started a riot for real. Like hell would have broken loose.
Like, okay, do you guys get that?
I don't get mistaken for anybody.
Do people say you look like any certain like Hispanic celebrity?
No.
No, but I have gotten the question of like what my nationality is. I was like, nah, not family.
A lot of people group me in as a certain nationality. And it's like, nah, I'm Colombian, bro. Like, no. But like I've never gotten confused with like William Levy. It'd be nice to
get
a compliment William Levy or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
No. I feel like black people get that a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
That's and it's unfair, so man. Like, that's unfair. I'm sorry.
Guys, we get the whole bro, like stereotype of all black people look the same.
Yeah.
Bro,
I'm sorry, man. You're just trying to live life and just go about your day. You got that fresh cut. You're trying to embrace how you're feeling. You're feeling like you. You're feeling sharp. Like, and then someone's like, "You actually look like this." Like,
yes.
Nah, man. I would have started a riot. I'd have been like, "Nah, bro. No, dude. Coworkers."
Yes.
Some coworkers are cool.
You know what I'm saying? Very few and far between.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, true. Like
others
I don't know.
Are just very
no but like do you like allow them to follow your socials and stuff or no because I
well
a very select few
yeah very right. Very select few
like maybe like one if I really like them
two maximum
max yeah like after that I'm like nah man you don't need to see what I'm doing yeah, if I'm gonna post into the void.
You absolutely don't have access to my life
right
to my life. You see me at work and
I'm just here for the coin.
I don't exist outside of work.
That's so true, though, because like I don't really have like interest in any of what my coworkers are doing outside of work, to be honest.
Absolutely not.
I don't care. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I just hope that you're alive and well, and that's it. See you on like Tuesday or something. Like,
I don't wish.
See you on a 9 to 5.
I don't wish ill of you, but like,
right.
Don't test me.
We're just here to do like one thing, and it's just get this over with. Like,
make our money and leave.
Yes. Get that bread, get that head, and leave.
Peace out. Like, what the fuck? I'm out. Also, I'm so sorry. Like, there was a lot going on in the background, and I was like trying to focus and see who the fuck was like walking in my backyard. So I'm sorry. And then I got a phone call from Shelly.
Shout out Shelly. So, Quest, what's been bothering you lately, if anything?
What has been bothering me? I got a text message this morning.
Oh yeah, you're supposed
from
to tell me
someone.
This.
I got a text message from someone. And they said, hey, this talking stage isn't gonna work out. And I said, so to which I responded, I was like, wait a minute. I didn't know we were in a talking stage. What the fuck? I was like, wait, what? Like, okay, good morning to you too. Like, that's cool. And then, like, you know, I spent like the first like few hours of my morning like trying to clarify what the fuck was going on, because that shit was, it was like, I was just like, what the fuck? Like, that shit came out of left field. So something that grinds the gears is improper communication. Is that a word? Improper?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Look at my fucking brain. improper communication. Improper communication, or just like acting nonchalant when you know for a fact that you're not nonchalant.
You are in fact chalant.
Yeah, like you're chalant about shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, it was something that threw me off, and it kind of like, it didn't ruin my day because it happened early in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was just like, what the fuck? Like, what happened? Like. And like, you know, the curiosity in me was like, wait a minute, like, what the fuck, what happened?
Like, what changed?
Then, yeah, like, what changed? And then so she, you know, Shorty was like, oh, I lost interest. And it was like, we didn't talk for 2 days because you were sick. Like, what did I do? Like, what the fuck? That's not fair, but I mean,
you're supposed to check in on her while she was sick.
I did, though, and I also gave her this space because she was sick.
You didn't like breathe the same air as her, bro. Like,
I don't know.
You didn't get sick with her.
I don't know. And then so in the vein of improper communication, someone who is 30 plus not knowing how to communicate.
All right. That's
just mad annoying. That's just so fucking
bro, that's the one.
30. You were 30 something.
No.
You don't know how to like just tell someone what is going on with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get the whole mysterious thing. I really do. I understand. But at the same time, it's like, dog, like, you know,
you're 36.
You're 30 something. Or like you don't have to just keep up the mysterious
facade.
Facade, like, it's cool, bro. Like, just, you know, let people in sometimes. Like, it's all right, bro. Like, you know, and it's like, because I, you know, I for one was like one of those people that was like, oh, let me, you know, have some mystery to my life, which is normal, which is okay, right? But it's like, but at the same time, I was like, yo, I have a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I literally cannot be as mysterious as I want to be. So like, let me just not, because I have to promote. I have to promote like the podcast.
Wants to be mysterious. Like, can't.
Yeah, I can't be mysterious. It sucks.
I mean, you could always turn Quest and Friends into a mysterious podcast.
What are we gonna? I mean, what are we? We're gonna squeeze the fucking cow of true crime yet again. Like, we're just gonna continue to squeeze. Like, we're already squeezing the shoot the shit. You know what I'm saying? Now we rebrand and do true crime, dog. We're gonna be another true crime podcast.
We're not linked down to any genre.
That is true, but I mean, we do shoot the shit though. So it's like, you know,
genres like, or whatever.
That's true. That's true though, because I mean, it all depends on how you express the topics that you're talking about. So yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that, guys. You deserve better.
It's whatever.
Well, what is grinding your gears?
Yeah.
Honestly?
What is grinding your gears this week? And then we'll check back in next week.
The state of the world and living in California. Like that. Yeah, those are the two major ones.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
Like.
Monkeypox just popped up. It's crazy.
I don't hate it. I don't hate LA, obviously, but it's just not for me anymore. I'm kind of tired of it. It's just like, I've seen it all.
Come this way.
Man, listen.
Come to the IE. The IE is cool. Ain't shit out here. I mean, it's calm. It's cool.
It's not LA.
It's not LA.
Nah, I need LA. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all.
I don't hate LA. But I can't.
But I can't live here anymore.
I can't stand LA. It's not for me. But I won't leave LA.
But I'm not gonna leave LA though.
I need city, bro. Well, actually,
there's city out here.
Listen,
there's Ontario, Rancho. You know what I'm saying?
Well, listen.
The nice populated cities.
I talked to this one man a long time ago. I think when I was like early community college years, he was from Lancaster, and that was it.
Damn.
That was all I needed to know.
Holy shit.
Oh, you know, that
reminds me.
That can go for like any number of places in California.
Hey, if you're not wrong, my guy.
If you say Lancaster, you're like, ugh. When you say Hemet,
no,
you go,
but like ugh. The thing is though, it's like even if it did work out, like I'd have to do that commute and I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no, it's insane. Like mm-hmm. it's not doing that. Like it's 1 hour one way, and then or like if you look at it the other way, it's an hour. The other way.
Without traffic.
Yeah. He was sweet though. He was Guatemalan. King behavior.
Okay.
Nice.
King behavior. Shout out to Central Americans and the men.
Central American men. I mean, cool,
I guess. I mean, honestly, guys, I love
really speak for it.
Honestly, all men matter. Except like the misogynist ones. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I don't even know what it means. Can't even say it right.
what?
Can't even say it right.
She's about to throw it before you say
who are
it.
They? Huh?
Oh my god.
Just girly teens. But sorry to hear that, guys. But yeah, the state of the world and California. That's kind of all I have that bothers me. But you know, other than that, we good. We're living.
That's good. How was your day today?
Yeah.
I had dance this morning. Today? Nice.
Ooh, we dancing? All right.
Choreography, yeah. Okay.
That do be me.
Nice.
Hitting the 1-2 step.
1-2
step. What?
The 1-2 step. Hitting the single ladies. Okay.
Yeah, 3 days.
Teach me how to Dougie.
Doing the Beyonce. Trying to dance.
Not the Beyonce, please. I can't measure up to that.
So I have a question. Do you know how to dance salsa?
No, I don't, man.
What?
Nah, because like I started doing it when I was really young, like when I was like 14 or something.
Okay.
And then I was kind of off for it for a while. And my first intro was hip hop. And then nice. I was like, not too much for me, but not against it. And then stopped for a while because school, then I had to do college stuff. And then I got into community college and then I had to do a lot of GEs, which by the way, man, I'm another thing I'm mad about the world is general education courses. I don't.
Oh my
absolutely.
God.
Absolutely.
Abolish them. God. I want to overthrow them. I can't do it. Like that took up like a solid 2 years of my community college experience. Like it was.
I found something out.
Spill. So
in London, schools don't require you to take general education.
I'm really in the wrong country. I really am.
I'll go back to school if I go to London.
That's what I'm saying. Like, right. I was like, wait a minute. So you mean to tell me I could have done my master's in another country and not have to worry about general education?
Dude, for real.
Like, well, I mean, I'm doing my master's program now. So it's like, I'm not worried about, I'm like, I don't have to worry about.
And you're about to graduate.
And I'm about to graduate.
He's going to be a grad? Come on, King.
Talk to me.
What's the major? I have to know.
I'm getting my master's in counseling. So I'm going to be a family therapist.
You did tell me this. My bad. I'm fake. Yes, you did tell me this.
You're totally good.
It's okay. But love that. That's so exciting. When do you actually graduate?
I graduate, I believe, August 15th. That is the
date. That's so exciting.
I know. I'm so hype.
I'm so excited.
Thank you. I just want to be done though, to be honest. Like, I'm so
right.
Over.
I'm
so over school.
Like, no, I'm for real, bro.
So over school. Like, I'm so burnt out. It's insane.
No, honestly, I think the real question is, because I'm almost done with getting my bachelor's, bro. And I honestly can say, how are these professors not out of ideas? I'm serious. Like, I'm impressed. Like, I'm not judging. I'm just so impressed. Like, how do you guys just keep coming up with ideas and assignments? Like, I'm so right. confused. Like,
yeah. No, I feel you.
Like,
especially the ones that don't have like tenure like that.
Right.
Like, how do you maintain so many people engaged?
Yeah. Right. And that's like, impressive, though.
Yeah, it is impressive. It is impressive. Though,
well, sure. I wish you all the love on the graduation. So thank many you. Grads. I've seen like 1,000 people graduating. Like,
yeah, it's graduation season.
It's amazing.
I know.
Yeah.
Congrats to all of you. If you're listening to this and you're graduating, just know we're proud of you.
Yeah, we're proud of you.
We want to see you like bright, shining bright.
Yeah. You did that.
Like, you did that.
All
you
on your own.
All the times you wanted to give up, you didn't. The amount of times you wanted to just like cry and give up and drop out. Me too, girl.
You didn't do it. I feel you. Me too.
Heike, I did it.
Hey, you know what? And we can't judge either.
So don't follow my lead. Keep it going.
Keep it going. Or if you do want to do it and you feel like in your heart that you can, you know, live your life without, you know, the safety net of edumacation, then, you know, good for you, man. I'm proud of you either way.
Regardless,
out here living.
Living like Larry, you know. But guys, we're going to shift to our lovely document that we just never looked at.
We never looked at it. I swear to God.
You got it.
I looked at it. Look, I looked at it when you sent it, and I looked at it again.
We were looking at it right now before.
And then we're looking at it right now. So like in the span of a week, we looked at it 3 times.
King.
But we do remember.
We did hit like,
it's just like a little structure for fun, guys. Like, there was no organization. But honestly, guys, I'm ready to talk shit about dating. I'm ready
okay. to pull it up. Let's get it. Oh, let's go. Let's get
it. We already started with the failed talking stage this morning.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Which was insane. It was crazy.
were like, didn't think twice. You're like, nah, it was crazy. No, can't.
Yeah, it was crazy. What the fuck? Like, it threw me off so bad. Okay, so.
You are the guest. Well, you guys go first.
Okay, cool. My gripes with dating nowadays, like being at this big age of 27 going on 28, it's like, can we just like not make it awkward and just build something where we're both comfortable.
Right.
And we both have a mutual understanding of one another.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, how can I explain? It's like, I would rather flirt and then be reciprocated,
mm-hmm.
or like give emotion and be reciprocated. And then if that's all that is, great. But if it's more, then that's fine too.
Right,
like
establishing the boundaries. Like,
yeah,
It goes back to your gripe about communicating.
Yeah,
like if your relationship with someone is, if you communicate it well, it should be able to work out.
Honestly, yeah, it's really not that hard. Honestly,
it's really not.
Because like, why? Because like, for me, I feel like when I was younger. I'm only 22, so like I feel like I've been in the dating game for far too long. But like, none of them were serious in the like prior to being.
Wait, how do you?
I'm 22.
22. Wow.
Yeah, I'm a child. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's funny.
Yeah, you're a baby.
Yeah, no, because I was telling my therapist yesterday, or like no, a couple sessions ago, she was like, "You're literally only almost 23. Like, you need to calm down." I was like, "Why?" I want to be rich.
No, it's like that. Like you, not to shift, but like you look at what age you are, and you like you obviously had this notion of like, when I'm this age, this is gonna happen, and and it doesn't always go like that. And
life kicked my ass, bro.
And it's like sometimes you just gotta go with what life gives you.
Right.
Yeah. I've also come to terms with that too. Like, it's like when it comes to the dating scene, mm-hmm. it's like just take what is given. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or also just like be honest from up front. Like, it's not hard, bro. Like, I've dealt with men that are like different age ranges for quite some time. A lot of them being like 27, 29, like whatever. And I'm just like, yo, like, I know what I want. And I like a relationship. I'm unfortunately that type of person. I am so envious of the people that just don't want that right now. Like, I'm envious, bro.
What do you want?
Right now, mentally, I would like a relationship only because I just don't want to have to worry about like super conscious of like the sex part. Like, I don't have to worry about like them being with someone else and like, you know, sexual health, I mean, but
yeah, which is important. Yes.
But at the same time, it's like, yeah, I'm only like 22. Like, do I really want to settle down? Not really.
Yeah. You don't have to settle down.
Yeah. Right. So it's like a very hard in between, because I've done friends with benefits and I just like don't like it. It's just gross. I don't do it. And then relationship is like too heavy for me. So I'm just like kind of in that random spot where it's like, oh, well, I don't want to commit. It's like, I don't commit because emotionally be there for someone. And then also I don't want a friends with benefits because that's like so damaging.
Like, see, okay, yes, it can be damaging, but
if you communicate
correctly.
That's the word of the day, folks.
Communication.
No, I'm a little too crazy for that word.
We get you. We understand.
We understand.
But what we're trying to convey to our host and her lovely listeners is that if friends with benefits is something that you want to have, it is possible. It doesn't have to be this toxic cycle, because communication is easy.
And we're too grown for all that, man.
And just because you're crazy doesn't mean you can't communicate.
No, but the thing is, though, it's like, I do say what I like, and then like we establish, oh, like just friends with benefits. I don't really want the whole relationship part. And then I start liking the person like more, and then I'm like, oh. That's the problem. Yeah. That's like my problem. Like, that's me. Absolutely. Like, that's just all me, man. That's all me.
So yeah.
It makes me crazy because I'm just like, okay, because
we have some healing to do. Yeah. That's what it is. That's what it is. That point is very valid, and it makes total sense.
Yeah,
right. That it's, and I'm proud of you for taking some accountability, because that's important. But take that accountability, put it towards something, and work on it. Don't just say it.
Oh my god, are you my new therapist?
I might.
He's getting his master's.
I'm getting my master's. I don't know, dog. I don't know, dog. I might be.
He might be.
I might be. But he
low key be therapizing me.
Oh,
all the time though. He it's funny because we find each other when it's needed, quote unquote. Right. It's very like we'll have conversations about like different things, and then he'll find himself giving me advice, and I find myself giving him.
That's so cute.
That's what happens. Yeah, it's my man.
Men, please. It's okay to have a...
Communicate, man. Cry.
It's okay to have a male friend that loves you. It's okay.
Yeah. See, I love this man. I'm upset.
I love you too.
Yeah.
Besties
for the resties.
For the rest.
What about you, Jay? What's the issue with the dating world? Like, what are the flaws? Yeah. Like, if you could be president and heal one thing in the dating world, how are we gonna approach it?
Would you put Clorox in the dating pool?
Honestly?
I mean, like we said, being communicating what you want is all fine and dandy. But when you're too straightforward with what you want right from the get-go, not even a hi, it's, yo, I want this, this, and that. What's up with you?
I know where this is coming from, too.
Now you're calling me out.
No.
Because like I always stated, like I give that bullet point. Like I give that bullet point list. MLA 12.5. Like I give that. Like I want this, 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 and that. That's it.
That's funny. And it's not even like that. It's more let's just say some people put you guys' wild tweets in their messages in real life.
It's insane. Ooh.
Been there.
I saw something and it was like, no.
Been there, Sean?
No, don't do that. No. Like
I appreciate you being so straightforward, but like, God damn.
I'm like lying on Twitter. Like I am. Like I'm
no,
lying.
She literally was like, yo, my tweets are a lie. Like, don't call me out on shit because I'm lying.
Like we established earlier in the episode, you guys are doing this.
Yeah, it's jokes.
It's just jokes. Some people aren't.
Some people aren't, though.
Some people aren't. Some people
are not. It's wild. I've been on that side of Twitter. It's scary.
Right.
It's not okay. It's very scary.
No, it's like people that are like way too honest about their lives. I'm like, yeah. I don't need to know.
Posting their L's on TikTok. Oh!
People giving you their life story in the span of like talking for like a few days.
For a few days, yeah.
And it's like,
that's scary.
This is a lot to take in. Where do we go from here?
Yeah.
Where do we go from here? Only up. Only up, my boy.
Only up, baby.
Talk to me.
Like, I had a thought and it left.
Okay.
Something that you mentioned about like having clear communication and being too straightforward. It came back to me. So all right. So being too straightforward is scary because it's not always well received.
Yeah.
That's true.
So it's like it's easier to ease it into a conversation and then be like, all right, here's my essay about my love life and what I need in order to feel fulfilled mm-hmm. when it comes to this love that I'm seeking.
Yes.
But it's like, yeah, it's scary. Like I don't know, like for me, I'm sorry to go back to me, but it's like for me, it's like I enjoy being straightforward, you know what I'm saying? But I play off ear also. It's like it goes back to like you know, giving taking what is given. You know what I'm saying? Just going based off of like conversation. Yeah. And then just being able to be comfortable, actually, because I'm pretty comfortable with everyone. Actually.
Yeah.
Like it's easy for me to become comfortable. So it's not hard. Like, I don't know.
Take me dating, for example.
Yeah. Dating sucks. Dating does suck though. Like it sucks. It's so much work. And it's like, what the fuck?
Man, you're preaching. Cause yeah. I don't have that energy, man. Then, like, nah. I don't. To be honest.
Everybody got kids.
Oh yeah.
Everybody got kids.
Nah.
Baby, they got ex drama, like drama from exes. Bad baggage that you gotta carry for yourself. Like, nah.
I mean, I'm not saying you should come like fully healed in a relationship.
Oh no,
but like
if you should be actively working on your baggage, and not just having that baggage and be like, hey yo, this is what
help
I am.
This is big ass backpack.
Like, this is what I'm working with. Work on this. No, we're not working on it. Just carry this with me.
Yeah,
I feel that because I wouldn't, and I don't date men with kids, so never will, never plan on it.
I would.
That's just me, man. That's just me.
I would date, but I wouldn't pursue.
Ah, there. Really. Yeah, that's the difference.
You know what I'm saying? If a shorty with kids throw it at me, I'm gonna catch it. I'm not gonna be like, maybe you should be together. Like, no, I'm good.
Sweetie, if you're talking about one night stand, like that's cool. But like I'm talking about like settling down.
Yeah, see, no, I wouldn't settle down.
Nah.
I'm not entirely against it.
Okay, fair.
But my thing is, yes, I'm going to be aware that you have children, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to insert myself into their lives unless I know this is going to be something very serious and worth getting into. Because number one, I'm not gonna put myself through that. Number two,
right,
I'm not gonna put you through that. And number three, I'm not gonna put your kids through that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's a whole that's three different things that can just get all muddled up in there and could be disastrous.
Yeah, you literally picked my brain and then spoke that into existence for me, because that is something that I was like thinking about the other day.
And
I was
it's because
like,
we're connected.
I know we're connected. We're matching today. It's insane.
Cute.
We match today. We're on the same like.
It's a collab
thought process. It's insane. I should have texted you, but like, hey, we're black.
Right.
So
right.
Unprovoked.
I feel so left behind.
You're wearing gray though. It's cool.
No, yeah, it's cool.
We have to distinguish the host. So, all right.
Shout out Amazon Basics.
Shout them out. Amazon do be coming in clutch for some of the clothes.
No, really yo, listen. Amazon Basics really got me. Like, she saved me. Like, she has saved me more than.
She's got me through some tough times, for real. Chargers? What? Amazon Basic Chargers?
Pledge. Right, yo, lifesavers, like the extension ones, like that are really long. Shout mm-hmm. out, chef's kiss. And
template but, joints.
Wow.
Yep.
Listen, y'all. But like, speaking of children, I want to bring the attention to Mr. Quest.
Oh my god.
Since he has decided, or not decided.
Yes.
I wanted to elaborate for the men out there that are listening as to why our King Quest does not want to have children. If that is okay with him, if it is not okay to speak to him.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. So the reason why I don't want to have children is because I'm 28 now. Mm-hmm. It kind of just like, all right, if it doesn't happen by this age, then fuck it. And then at the same time, it's like I have a disability. So my disability is I have cerebral palsy. Mm-hmm. So I'm on the spectrum with that disability. I have been fortunate and blessed enough to not be as affected. So I can still do everyday things.
Okay.
But when it comes to being a father,
right,
the physical aspect of being a father, having the energy to be, you know, day to day, it's just like, I don't think I can do that. And right. I don't want to try and then be like, oh yeah,
right.
And then like, you know, the state of the world right now, we don't really need any more kiddos. Like,
respectfully,
you know what I'm saying? Like, if you have kids, more power to you.
Blessings, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, but like, yeah, for me, it's like, you know what? I'm all right. I'm chilling. And then plus Roe v. Wade is getting overturned or got overturned. So it's like, nah, dog, I'm not going to subject anybody to that kind of, you know, experience if they themselves don't want it. And they're reselling baby formula out here. Who the fuck?
Nah, listen, let's get into the baby formula.
That is insane.
No, because like, listen, I saw this one video on IG of this one woman. It appears that I think like the baby formula powder. And yeah. It was like, it looked like kind of full because it was like a tall, wide can. And then I saw her literally dumping it in the sink for I don't know what reason. When I tell you, I lost my
fuck?
Mind. I lost my
what?
Mind.
What the fuck, dude?
I was like, you're not seeing those pearly gates, babe. Sorry.
Yeah, like that's insane.
Just to be that wow, like nah, to be that wasteful. And I don't even know what the caption was for it. I just saw it and I was like, nah, listen, this is like so messed up on so many levels.
Yeah. Like,
oh man.
Yeah, man. And it's like, what, like, why are people doing this shit, man? Like,
for what reason?
Kids like, are born. Kids are born every day. Motherfuckers over here reselling fucking baby.
Like yeah, formula. Yeah.
And who does that?
And I also saw, I think on Sunday, I was running errands with my mom, and we went to Whole Foods to get some groceries. And then I saw this one woman carrying as many types of various formulas. I think she was carrying like a coconut formula, something like with like plants. I know. And I was like, oh my God, I just can't imagine, man, to have to do that extra research on yourself to find alternatives. Like, that's a whole different story.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, that terrifies me for women and for everyone that has kids, because, man, that is terrifying. I wouldn't even know what to do in that situation. Like, shout out parents.
Shout out to you parents.
Big shout out parents.
Shout out to the parents in your lives, or grandparents, whatever the deal may be. Honestly, they have seen a lot. Dealt with a lot. Not only just shortages, but also just like life events.
Right.
Yeah.
So, give your parents a hug today, guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I say all that to say, it's not like I don't love kids. Like, I love kids.
Yeah,
I have a godson. I have a godson, you know what I'm saying?
I have a nephew.
Cute.
And like, so we, you know, but it's like, personally, I wouldn't want to have kids. You know what I'm saying?
That's fair. King, that is fair.
Yeah.
I'm
looking out for whoever my partner is too. You know what I mean?
King behavior.
Now, I'm not completely throwing vasectomy out of the picture, but I would honestly love to have kids.
Right.
Also, yeah, with the state of the world and Roe v. Wade and everything, it does make you want to reconsider and like be like, you know, maybe this isn't the best thing to bring new life into the world for yourself. Like, mm-hmm. if you guys do, absolutely go for it. But me, myself, like, as much as I want children, I'm thinking, I'm like, you know, I can adopt. I can do other alternatives.
Yeah.
And if I still would like a child of my own that came from me and my spouse, by all means, I will do that. But yeah, there are other alternatives.
Right.
Very, very much other alternatives that you can take as a person to help those in need.
Adopting sounds fun.
Adopting does sound fun.
I'm not opposed. It sounds very fun.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it all the way. Well, who knows? I don't know. Who knows? But yeah, no, that's my reasoning behind a vasectomy, because you as a person should really sit down with yourself, analyze your life right now, and make some decisions, you know? There comes a point in time where you have to make important decisions.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You can't just keep running away from certain things. And like, I had that realization maybe like a year ago. So it's like, you know, cool.
And we'd love to hear it. We appreciate it, King.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. No problem.
This is a safe space.
No problem.
This is a safe
space.
Is it a safe space?
King, yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, girl, come on now. Listen,
don't play her like that.
Shout out, Gabs.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, shout out, Gabs.
We love the transparency, the honesty.
Yeah,
we appreciate it. Now, this is my favorite part, to have something more lighthearted.
What's up,
guys? We are in two different parts of California, which is
yes,
Inland Empire or LA County. Now, listen, I'm gonna be biased. I may hate the valley, man. I may hate the valley, but I do love my girl LA, even though,
you see what I'm saying?
She's not my girl sometimes.
You see what I'm saying?
She's not my girl, but I love her anyways.
Man,
we're gonna like argue. Like, I'm
ready. Yes, we are. Yes, I'm ready. Look, here's the thing though. I will never understand the IE. That shit's so whack. Like, it's really not. It's far away, but it's not whack though. Like, it's cool out here, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all go concerts though?
Well, I mean, no.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't there a festival? We get festivals
out here.
Okay.
We get
what festival?
Rolling Loud? They'd be like LA, but it's really Camdino. It's really Camdino though.
Oh,
is that Rolling Loud that's coming up?
Yeah, they do that every year. They say LA, but it's
Meg is gonna be at it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's gonna be here. We have the Orange Show in San Bernardino also, where they have like, you know, raves and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, all the raves come out here.
Glen Helen is the IE. You know what I mean? They just had Smokers Fest.
I mean, I'm not a raves fan, so.
I mean neither am I, but I'm just saying. That's they're out here.
Yeah, raves be out here. It's crazy.
I mean,
shout out to raves.
If you love raves,
shout out raves.
If you're with that Plur Life, peace, love, unity, rave. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not gonna lie, I never knew that either.
Like, what the fuck?
I have friends that are into it, so
that's crazy.
Okay,
I just happened to remember that.
I have friends that are in it, but like, I don't know, because like, I'm not okay. I think we should discuss very quickly concerts, because I don't know. I know this is gonna sound very bougie, and I apologize, but
here we go.
Like, dude, like I've been to so many concerts, man, like, and I've just stood there for hours, like, and they don't even come out on time. Like, listen, rather pay the money. I'd rather like go a little harder on the money to get at least a decent experience. Like, I don't want to be standing for hours, bro. I don't want to be waiting until the artist decides they want to come out. I don't want to be stuffed with GA that's like so jam-packed that I'm feeling someone's like breath on my neck, like
shout out ADA. I have a gripe with a concert though. We went to go see Beloved Masego.
Oh
sir, that man was supposed to come out at what time? 8:30. He came out at 9:45 and left 10:30.
Bro, listen, I've had worse, man. I've had absolutely.
No, I believe it though.
Okay. How do you believe that one? Sure, but like, I don't know what other concerts y'all be going to, but like,
well, I haven't had one that's like really really bad like that,
but like
not yet at least.
Me with the artists I go see and I listen to, it makes the whole experience worth it.
Okay.
Makes
fair
sense.
Enough. Fair enough.
Like, I'm not gonna say Masego was a bad concert, but I mean,
okay,
should have been a little longer.
I feel you.
That's fair, and that is fair. Yes.
Yeah, but it was a great concert though. He's a great artist live.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, I have only had bad experiences with concerts and conventions. Listen. I had my fangirl era at 16. No. When I was like 13, maybe up until I was 16, man, listen, I have been through the worst shows, conventions. Like,
cool. Give us an example.
Okay. So I don't know if y'all know the convention VidCon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there 3 years in a row. I think my last year was, 2015 or something. Your girl got trampled on.
Damn,
girl.
Your girl had people shoving her left and right.
Oh, I'm
y'all dead. Your girl had almost the well actually this was I don't know if y'all know Troy Sivan, but he used to be a YouTuber and then he ended up becoming a musician. Love Troy Sivan. And like he was there when he was still in his YouTube days.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I didn't even get like 1 year VidCon did like this do like a quiz before you buy the ticket so you can get like who you can get like easier, like who you can meet. And then you get tickets for those people. And even if it like, it didn't even have to deal with like just YouTubers. I think it was just people that were going. And if you like answer the questions and like the three people that came up on the list were like people you didn't watch or something, you couldn't do anything about it. So I got my three and I did see at least one out of the three because I was a fan of them. And then the other two, I was like, I don't want to go to these because I don't one watch them that religiously and two don't even know them. So I tried sneaking into Troye Sivan's meet and greet 1 year. Listen, your girl put on the fake tears. Like they saw my ticket and they were like, sorry girl, like you can't be in here.
But I love when I tell you
I put on that show, I cried, I screamed a bit, like I was just in tears. I was like, I came all the way from Miami, you don't even know when this
you're sick. You're sick.
What? Ready? I want Troye Sivan, bro. And I did.
Said Miami, I'm fucking sick, bro.
You would have done it too.
And it worked. No, see, no, that's okay. The thing, though. I don't know if I would have done that. Not for Trace Mott.
Okay, so here's my thing. Here's something I thought of for concerts. If you know you're going to be at this concert, make sure you're okay. This was pre-pandemic, so this was like late 2019. I was a madman and went to three concerts in 1 week.
Okay.
Well, damn.
And at all three of those concerts, somebody passed out in front of me.
Oh, goodness.
So it's like, you know, we're about to be in this concert. You know, we're about to be like standing for a long amount of time.
Right.
We're going to be doing all this, that, and the other. We're going to be dancing and moving and everything. Make sure you're well hydrated and you're taken care of so stuff like that doesn't happen.
Yeah, make sure you eat.
Well, I only say all these things because I used to work at a amphitheater in LA.
Oh, sick.
So your girl had the privilege of seeing concerts and getting paid to do so. I will not say the amphitheater. I did not sign an NDA, but I just don't want people knowing where I used to work. But
no, that's 100% valid.
But I did.
What did you see there?
So I did see 1 year. I believe Lana Del Rey was there once. A whole music convention, like with Billie Eilish, Lizzo, Halsey, a bunch of people. Sick. And then 1 year, Kanye was there.
Oh,
nice.
Kanye finished the season. It was like during his religious era. We're not going to get into that, but the man was supposed, like, this is also what I mean about, you know, concerts. Homeboy was supposed to go on at 6. He did not go on until 11. Classic Kanye, but he's Kanye.
Damn.
Yeah. So, holy, and then like people were like asking me, they were like, so when is he going to go on? I'm like, girl, I don't know. I'm just here to tell you where to go. Like, I don't know anything else about Mr. Kanye West, but if you know Kanye, I don't think he's ever been on time for his concerts. Apparently that's like the myth with him. Right. But and it was just nice because like since I was working the show, I didn't have to worry about like I didn't have to worry about being trampled on. I didn't have to worry about like any of that like I've experienced. So as like an attendee versus working the show. So that's why I say what I say, because when you work the show, you're able to go like everywhere. Like the artists like come out from like random places and you're like, oh shit, hi. Like which is dope, but like that's what I mean. Like I'd rather have that accessibility where it's like I don't gotta worry about being trampled on. But yeah, that's why I say. Nice. But yeah, Kanye was there. Oh, who else was there that was really big? Dead and Company. Who else was there? Some really, really talented Italian opera singer. So talented.
Nice.
I was not into that, but man, did that man sing. Woo! I was impressed. Just a lot of different acts, man. Just so many. I don't know about this season. I haven't really checked what they're doing, but they had a lot of musicians. They had like flamenco night. Like they had a lot of stuff, which was dope. And it was a fun time. And that's why I say what I say, because I got to work it. It was nice. Oh, and I think Barry Manilow was there once. I don't know.
Oh, God damn.
I did hear Mandy live, yo. I did.
That's crazy.
It was an honor. It was a high honor. Oh, best one, actually best act, Santana. The Santana, bro. Listen, when
what
I
the
tell
fuck?
You,
wow, bro.
So it was That's dope, crazy. Like, and it was not bi-weekly pay either. Shout out to the amphitheater, but
nice.
It was the job. I'm not gonna lie, but yeah, that's like kind of where I got the gist. And bro, when I tell you, Santana was fire, God, and just hearing it, I didn't even have to like I could just hear from where I was working from the outside. I was like, King, I hear you.
Yeah.
I spent my whole 30-minute break just King, like admiring the King that is Santana. I was like,
nice.
King. I'm not worthy, but like King. Like, yeah, that's what I say. Cause like I had the opportunity to just like
just be immersed in it.
Yeah. And also, And it was just funny because I saw some wild shit, man. I saw people going crazy, slapping each other, passing out, falling down the stairs. Like, I've seen it all.
Damn.
A woman mooned me with her ass. Like, man, I have seen it all.
What?
Yeah, bro. It was crazy. It was wild. It was something. And like I think my second week there working, some woman, this other woman got into a huge fight. I'm talking like physical, blood was shedding, like were thrown, like it was something. Had to call my manager. I was like, yo, like what's going on? Like, what should I do?
Like what's happening?
Like, I'm just here to watch the concert. Like, I know you're paying me, man, but like, what am I doing?
Like I can't physically move nobody.
Wait, okay. I have a concert. I have another concert story.
Let us know.
It was it was also Masego.
Okay.
It was also Masego. Me and my friends went to go see Masego. So we were waiting. We had just got into the venue. Ooh. And there was these two sisters in front of us.
Okay.
And this other girl comes in and acting like they know them and whatever. And then we hear the one girl ask the sisters, oh, how old are you? One was like, oh, I'm 20 something. And the other sister's like, oh, I'm like 16 or something. Why did the one girl, the girl grabbed the 16-year-old and was like, I'm 22, bitch.
Okay, listen. And you see, if that happened at my amphitheater, I would have had to report it. Nah, I would have just been like, I cannot see.
That's insane.
And me and my friends pulled them away from each other. Oh, and no, it's like, man. What the heck? Why would you do that? What for? What reason?
To fully just
grab her face like that, yeah, and be like, I'm 22, bitch.
What? Insanity, man. Insanity.
And like, did she push her out of the way or what? Was she trying to?
Oh no, the two sisters fought back. That's why we
Oh, hell yeah.
That's why we pulled them away.
Listen.
Hell yeah. Fuck that.
Nah. Especially you're hitting like a teenager too.
Yeah.
Right. Like for what, yo?
Like you're not gonna put you're not gonna your hand.
I want to press charges, man. I would have pressed charges. I would have been like, girl, get your hands off me.
For real? What the fuck?
Man.
That's insane.
But yeah. But
we say all that to say the IE is a lot better than LA.
Circling back to that.
you're like this podcast thing.
Yeah, we do this podcast.
You're like,
too.
Anyways, though, regardless, we're better.
Like, yeah, just to make sure everybody understands we're on the same page, the IE is better. But like, I don't dive into that argument, to be honest. Like, I'll banter and whatever, but it's like,
yeah, that's true.
We really don't care.
That's so true.
But it's like, people will bash on the IE.
Yeah,
the IE, and we're over here like,
and it's like, for what? Like, we don't have traffic. Like,
that was the flex I didn't need to hear today.
Yeah, we don't have traffic like that. Like, hello, we have hours of the day where we can drive and be honestly comfortable.
Now that's the real flex. You know what? I'll take my L today because that's the real flex. I sat in traffic this morning. Honestly, I can't tell you how much I wish I was just teleporting at that point. I was like,
for sure, 100%.
I feel like if the world like can agree on one thing is teleportation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Honestly, I second this argument because why would I want to pay for like to travel somewhere? Like, why can't
Can
I just teleport and buy the Airbnb? No,
but knowing our world, or at least America, and how capitalist they are, they will charge you to teleport somewhere.
To teleport. Yeah.
You're so right, honestly. But like, let's just pretend we don't live in that world for a second.
Yeah, we could just, you know, hey, I'm gonna go to Colombia. Boom, I'll be back by like Thursday. All right, bet.
Like, boom.
Yeah, easy. I'm going. Like,
and boom, you teleport. Shout out Colombian King, man. Yeah, man. I have never been, but I want to.
Thank you.
I've never been either, so.
We should go.
Oh my god, girls trip.
I'm down. Hey, I'm down though.
Girls trip.
Don't tempt me, girl.
We'll go. I'm down. I was telling Jay earlier, we should go to Japan.
Listen, my dream. Dude, my dream is to go to Japan, but like pay for none of it. Like I want to have someone else pay for it. Like not like my like not my boyfriend, not my husband, just like literally just all expense paid.
Getting flued out.
Dude.
That's a dream.
Low key. I don't know how raunchy we can get on this podcast. You know what I'm saying?
No, we can get really slutty, babe. We can be like, you've seen my tweets.
So here's what you do, okay?
Bestie, let me know.
Use your platform on Twitter as a way to get people to pay for things that you want to get paid for.
It has only happened once.
For example, using PayPig as a hashtag.
My what?
Or Findom. So it's PayPig. So it's PAYPIG. Right? Hashtag PayPig. I'm only saying this because I've seen it happen in like real time. That shit's a trip.
Now, bestie. You know,
motherfuckers will pay for the most simplest of things.
Now, King.
Why have you withholded this information from me?
You're on Twitter.
King, no.
We're on the same timeline.
You know I've been trying to get a sugar parent.
That's true, dog. See, but the thing with sugar parents now is it's like everybody's trying to scam somebody.
That's right. You're right.
Literally. Like there is no genuine. Well, I mean, they're out there.
They are out there.
But they're so hard to find.
Right.
Because there's a stigma now of like, oh, you're just trying to scam me. And it's like, but there is a world of kinks and fetishes that you can most definitely tap into.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to text me these hashtags.
I got you. I got you, bro. Don't even trip, bro. Like if you got cute feet.
Stop, not the feet. Okay, I need to ask the final question because I don't understand the feet obsession. Like I'm not hating, I'm just genuinely like, what is the obsession? Like I need to know.
You want to go first?
I don't know if I can answer that actually.
Like
I don't have a fetish, but like I'm not,
but it doesn't necessarily have to be a fetish. I'm just like wondering why so many men are like obsessed with like feet. Like not even in like the hot way, like they just like feet.
Oh, I can't say that I do.
I don't know.
Like I don't get it.
I can answer for like the kink side.
Yeah. Because
I didn't start off with a foot kink, with a feet kink.
Oh no.
But I but like as I, you know, as I got older, I was like, wait a minute, toes do look kind of nice, and they do be looking nice. You know what I'm saying?
You sucking toes?
I haven't yet, but I will suck my toes. Opportunity. I'm just saying, like I'll suck on shorty toes. I'll suck on shorty toes if she allows me to. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not just gonna pop a foot in my mouth unprovoked.
Unprovoked.
Yeah, but like, so in terms of like the fetish side, it's like there's fetishes for absolutely everything.
I know, that's true. Everything. I'm not hating on the fetish. I'm just confused as like why men are.
Yeah, no, it is confusing because it's like it turns into like an obsession kind of, and it's kind of weird.
Kind of weird, man. Like a little bit. Yeah, like the fetish just part.
We're looking at you, Dan Schneider from Nickelodeon.
Oh,
Quentin Tarantino.
He will never hear this podcast, but somebody needs to call him out.
Yeah, Dan Schneider.
A little sus. Not even a little. It's very sus.
It's very
sus. My point is just that like I was very confused. It's like. I've had men ask me like, so how you feet? I'm like, I just.
So what your feet looking like?
If somebody asked me that, I'm gonna be like,
hey, your toes nice?
Feet are used
for walking. Thank you,
dude. I dance 3 times a week. Like, do you think my feet are gonna be that nice? Like, man, I'm ripping my feet 3 times a week. Like
I will go get myself a pedicure every now and then, but like other than that, come on now.
I mean, I obviously do that home pedicure, man. Obviously got to keep the feet clean every
week. Yeah, yeah.
Obviously weekly we clean it, but like, it's just like throughout the week, she's going through hell. She's already going through hell. I might as well wait until I wrap the week up and be like, boom, let's clean.
Do the foot mask or whatever,
Yes, he gets it, guys. But that's my point. I just don't get the white toes thing. I really don't.
Okay, so, okay. No, wait.
I mean, I didn't.
I'm right there with you because I do enjoy a white toe, but but they're getting played out.
Okay, I just talked to my sister about this because she currently has white toes.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, some colors make her feet look not great. So okay, and white toes make her feet look the best to her.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I respect that.
That's fair. That's fair. Mm-hmm. But like, for example, a red toe. You know what I'm saying?
How are we feeling about the red?
I enjoy a red toe.
I still feel that's still a little basic, you know.
But it's just a tad bit over the white. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you don't really see a red toe like that often. You know what I mean? A baby color, baby orange, baby blue, a neon yellow. You know what I'm saying?
All we're saying is get some variety.
Yeah.
If you like white toes on your feet, by all means. Mix it up.
Mix it up just a little bit. Just a little bit. And we're men, okay? You don't have to listen to us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You don't have to listen. True,
but if you would like a second opinion, just add a little bit of variety. That's it. Respectfully, please.
Respectfully, and again, you ain't gotta listen.
You ain't gotta listen, babe. It's fine. White toes are good, but like, you know what I'm saying? If your friend, you know, for example, Gabby, you send her a picture and she's like, these nails are not cute. change the color.
No, listen. I don't want you to bring this up because I'm interested. Listen, I don't want to tell how these women, how they should get their nails done, but I'm a firm believer in black nails and black nails only.
See, no. This is where we're going to fight.
I
will die on this hill by myself. Okay, now look, see, black nails are great. They really are. Truly, yes. But it goes back to the variety thing.
Nah, I've always done them black.
Getting your fingernails done and having these like elegant ass, or like just different colors in general. Like, I enjoy a red nail. Orange nail. You know what I'm saying? Green, a French tip. You know what I'm saying?
Variety. He's bringing
variety. But I mean, you know, again, if you really enjoy a black nail, then you know. One thing I don't agree with you on is the almond. I'm not gonna front.
The what?
I don't enjoy the almond shape.
Almond shaped nails.
Yeah.
I can't. Well, I think that. I don't like short square nails. I think that's a little too basic for me personally, but I know the girls don't have to listen. I don't really care. They're going to do what they want. The girls that get it, get in. The girls that don't. That's fine.
That's true.
Do you, girls.
Do you. Just do you. But I mean, you know, if you do want to listen to us, you know, we're saying this respectfully. But Coffin is where it's at for me.
I've never done Coffin, but it looks cute. I just feel like almond always looks better on me, just personally. I'm not a square girl. I feel like it would just not look good on my nails, for real. I just don't like when my natural nails look square. I just don't like how it looks.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, nah, not for me. But almond, though, chef's kiss.
I feel it. Looks cute. I feel it. That makes sense.
An all black set. Listen, it matches with everything. It's perfect for summer and winter. Nah, I'm not a pastel person, regardless. I don't like yellow. I don't like orange. So, pain.
Stab me in the heart. That's cool.
It's okay, Shoddy. Totally, it's okay.
Totally
still
fine.
Colombian. You're still Colombian. You are already.
That's one thing I have. That's the one thing I have for me.
Nah, listen, y'all are menaces to society.
We do nothing. I do nothing to you.
That's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? I do nothing. I send you the occasional Spanish voice memo, but that's it. Nothing else.
I'm so appreciative of it. I don't think you understand, like, ASMR.
Yeah,
I know. ASMR.
You're like, you are the third person to comment about us doing ASMR.
What do you mean?
No,
us?
Because, bro, yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about Colombian accents, because like, I just think it's like flawless. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I don't understand.
Wow. Maybe you.
No. Like us as a podcast network doing ASMR. Like, aside from me, aside from me because of my Colombian accent, it's like us as a podcast network, they were like, oh, you guys should do ASMR. And I was like, what the fuck?
That's a good thing, though. That's
we should cool. do. Yo, we might blow up on YouTube if we do that, or TikTok.
Or Twitch. Twitch is where it's at.
Shout out Twitch.
Yeah, we got to go live on TikTok and do ASMR because that's the thing now.
Literally. She knows nothing about TikTok because
I don't have the app.
She hates TikTok.
I don't like TikTok.
It's very time consuming, so I applaud you.
Yeah, I applaud you as well.
No, because the times I only download it when I have a funny video I want to make, and then I just post and I delete it right after. Like, I can't.
That is so smart.
Right? Like, that's how I feel about Instagram. That's how I feel about TikTok. Like, I'll download the app when I want to post something, post it, and then just like skirt.
You're out.
Twitter's the only girl I'm dedicated to. She's the only girl.
I feel it.
She's the one.
I'll be on there for hours. No shame. But my guys, we're wrapping up. What last thoughts? It's been like an hour.
Wow.
40 minutes.
It has been. Wow.
It's just going to be hard for me to edit. So I'm trying to make this easier for myself. But I'm very grateful that you have been on here.
Listen.
And I didn't want to rush you guys. So.
Listen. Oh, no. We make it so that people don't have to edit a lot.
King. Someone that gets it, yo, for real.
So yeah.
King behavior.
Just edit. You can edit the beginning and then edit the end, and we're Gucci.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Great. You're just like me.
Literally, we're literally one and the same.
All right, Kings. Well, what final thoughts do we have? What are we going to conclude with? What's a final message you want to say to the friends, to the aliens, if you will?
Remember our word of the day. Communication.
Communication.
Yes, bestie.
And also,
communication.
I want to say thank you for having us.
Thank you guys for even taking the time.
Oh my God.
Tears shed.
And like, shout out to your audience. Thank you for listening. Yes,
thank you for listening.
Listening to us two men ramble.
Ramble about
toes
and content. And ill communication. About relationships.
Like
35, learn how to fucking communicate, bitch.
You meant that from his heart.
Yeah,
he said that with his
soul.
My chest.
Yeah, that was my closing thought.
Any closing thoughts from your boy? You can check us out at Quest and Friends the podcast, Quest and Friends the network, 2Qs in a Pod, which is another podcast, which is on the same network. We have a YouTube channel that we're going to be active on, which is Quest and Friends, the network. I do believe if I said that wrong, I'm sorry, but
just look for Quest and Friends.
Yeah, you'll see the logo. Thank you once again for having us.
You are so welcome.
I look forward to talking more with you and just bullshitting.
You already know the vibes, man.
Yeah, you know the vibes. We gave your shorty a shout out. And if she doesn't hear it before you do, let her know that we gave her one. And if your bitch don't know Quest, she don't know nobody.
Nobody.
Right? Once again, we greatly appreciate y'all for listening. Remember that we love you, love yourself. Give yourself space to process and communicate. And keep being an alien, because that's just cool. We're accepted by society now. So aliens are cool.
Yeah.
Normalize aliens. Well, my friends, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for coming on. I will be on their podcast. I don't know when, but that's okay.
Soon, very soon.
Very, very soon.
Next week.
But regardless, it's a fun time. It's been an honor. Yes. Thank you for taking the time. Very grateful. But likewise, we are likewise. Out, my fellow aliens. It is wrapping up. I hope you enjoy today's episode. And when this goes live, Mr. Quest is gonna be
I will be officially 28,
I believe. Yeah. All right, so y'all should give him the present of streaming the pod, if you will.
Yeah,
and if you have nice toes, it'd be nice to see them.
Oh my god.
Send him feet pictures.
Consensually, please ask.
Right. Yes. First ask our king, then send the feet pics if he allows it.
Yes.
We gotta get our boy his birthday behavior on.
You know what I'm saying? My birthday's in 4 days.
Yeah. And I will say the Geminis have more fun. Sorry, guys. But
yes, gang.
but it's Gemini season. We are in our Gemini behavior, and then eventually Pisces season. I'm sorry, King, but it is two Geminis against one. But
I mean,
love you. We still love you.
Yeah. Pisces is two fish, so I'm already.
There's a pair in there.
Two-headed fish. But well, guys, all love. Thank you for coming on. So much love. And I will see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.